WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Heaven has a new Friends of Bill Club. That's the Facebook post of retired WTAW sports director Tom Turbeville following the death of longtime community leader Bill Irwin.
Friends of Bill was a pretty much an unofficial club, but there was a lot of people that were members of it. And there were anybody that was a friend of Bill. And Bill would, about every month or so, or whenever he felt like it, would call up and invite people to lunch. And it would be at a different place, and sometimes there would be 10 there, sometimes there'd be 25 there. And he would always have maybe a special guest. It might be the new president of the university or the new chancellor or the new police chief or whoever it was would be a special guest there. And he just, the whole purpose of this in Bill's mind was just to connect people together, just get people to know people.
Irwin died Monday of Parkinson's disease at the age of 75. He combined a 35-year career with GTE, who owned the local phone company through his retirement in 1996, with a list of public service accomplishments too long to list. Local dentist Bill Birdwell says he was among those whom Irwin taught to be servants.
There's a quote by George Bernard Shaw that I used when I introduced him one time, in fact, that says, I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community. And as long as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. I want to be thoroughly used up when I die. For the harder I work, the more I live. I rejoice in life for its own sake. And that was Bill.
A memorial service will be held Friday afternoon at 2 at Christ United Methodist Church in College Station. A public viewing will be held Thursday evening from 6 until 8 at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan. Governor Perry's seventh state of the state speech included a call to amend the Texas Constitution to allow unspent tax money to be returned to the people.
In a legislative session where we can see billions of dollars still on the table after we've funded our services and met the needs of an ever-expanding population, I think providing tax relief of at least $1.8 billion over this biennium is a good place to start.
He also proposed taking $3.7 billion from the Rainy Day Fund for a one-time investment in infrastructure programs for highways and water. The Chancellor of the A&M system, John Sharp, is a former state controller and former member of the House and Senate, so it was no surprise when Sharp was able to get a chuckle from a member of the Senate Finance Committee, Judith Zaffarini of Laredo.
So is it your testimony that if we pass Senate Bill 1 as is, that the universities within your system could adequately pursue excellence in light of their university-specific mission?
Wouldn't be as good of excellence.
Sharp went on to say there's a danger as the economy is improving of losing highly prized faculty and researchers.
Those folks get recruited all the time. They're very mobile, as you know, and we worry about that, and that's what we would use the money for.
The Senate's initial budget proposes restoring 1% of a 14% cut made 2 years ago in higher education funding. $114 million of building projects proposed for the A&M campus are part of tomorrow's agenda for the Board of Regents.
More than two-thirds of the total, or $78 million, will go towards building the new pandemic influenza building in the Bayou Corridor, slated to open 2 years from now. Then there's $15 million to renovate Leonard Hall, continuing the overhaul of housing for members of the Corps of Cadets. Also proposed is a renovation of the Williams Building, an $11 million project to put administrative leadership, including the president's office, in one location. Regents will also consider spending $10 million to renovate Scotts Hall, creating space for the expanding engineering college. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Chamber of Commerce President Royce Hickman couldn't recall ever celebrating a grand opening in a hallway, but that's what happened yesterday at the new BCS office of Congressman Bill Flores, who welcomed guests to the fourth floor of the Wells Fargo building on Briarcrest in Bryan.
This is your office. This office belongs to the people of District 17. It is not my office. You're welcome to come by anytime that you need any help or just want to have a cup of coffee. Don't worry, the coffee's paid for by Gene and me, not by the taxpayers.
The crowd spilled out of the office and down both sides of the hallway to the elevator. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 46 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The best seats in the house are mobile. It's the Gym Car, now available at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. No other line of electric vehicles offers the versatility and reliability of Gym. Backed by 60 years of Polaris quality, Gym can be just as essential to your operation as the home team. It's street legal, delivers exceptional comfort and quiet operation, and costs pennies a day to operate. Ready to move. That's Gym. Visit Polaris Fun Center today for a test ride of the Gym. Just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue. Polaris Fun Center. We sell fun, not tractors.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:12, brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Should be a beautiful day across the region as high pressure continues to build across our area. It'll be with us for several days. High temperatures today near 60. Tonight clear and chilly with a low around 35. Tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny, 60 to 65. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows dropping down to about 40 to 45. On Friday, we'll have mostly sunny weather. Temperatures Friday afternoon between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. And the term being thrown around most often in sports is PED, performance enhancing drugs, hitting both Major League Baseball and the NFL yesterday. We'll share that with you. Also, the bombshell that was Randy Moss saying he's the best that ever played receiver. All that and more coming up in sports.
Well, it's not like you never believed it.
No, that's true.
And there are other people who probably thought so, too.
Well, the best response ever, though, was Jerry Rice, who most consider the best.
Yeah.
He just held up his hand, the one with the Super Bowl ring on it, and says, I have three of these.
Yeah, yeah. And again, and I don't know Jerry Rice. He seems to be certainly he's a far more humble person than Randy Moss is, but he seems to be a fairly humble person who just kind of went out and took care of it. But, you know, if that's what Randy needs to get through the day, I guess that's and he's a real Boy Scout anyway. So.
Well, and Ray Lewis needs deer antler spray to get through the day.
So. You know, the fact, and I'm sure that they will say wonderful things about him on the CBS broadcast. I'm guessing that nobody will mention those murders that happened in Atlanta. You know, do you think that'll possibly be mentioned during the Super Bowl?
You know, if it is, it will be the, and some people think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's how they'll preface it.
It'll be an afterthought.
It would seem like in their 7-hour pregame show, they might be able to mention that, but what the heck.
It'll be tertiary at best.
Yes. Well, you know, and I don't know, the Super Bowl's this weekend, in case folks don't know, and already now there seems to be some sort of a controversy about one of the ads that people have pre-floated. You know, we talked about that yesterday, and we'll discuss it again today. If you put the ad out there early, a lot more people see it. But
sure.
Apparently one of them has offended somebody.
So. No.
I know. Just terrible, terrible, terrible. We'll see how that works. So a 5-year-old police officer, excuse me, let's just start over. We'll talk about the 5-year-old in a minute. A police officer in France was summoned to an elementary school cafeteria to remove a 5-year-old girl, only identified as Leah, as classmates watched. Leah's crime? Her parents had not paid $220 in lunch fees that it accumulated. The police officer did as he was told, removed the girl from the lunchroom, and took her home. Gosh, that wouldn't be traumatic for a 5-year-old at all, would it? I mean, just to be taken out of the room in front of all your classmates would be enough. For a policeman to do it, even more so. But when she found nobody there, then she in fact took the she was taken to the police station for lunch and then taken back to her school. French officials outraged when the report hit the news.
Mm.
Not outraged that they did it. Outraged that people found out about it.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you think about it. They think it was the right thing to do, but my goodness, we don't need any publicity over that. Can you imagine? Would we do that in U.S. America? My thought is no.
Probably not.
No. They'd ask the administration to just look the other way and let the child continue to eat there until they could pay for it.
Info. But actually, they would sign up where they didn't have to pay for it.
You know how hardline those French can be, though. There, you know. You think about their number of military victories and you realize how hard-nosed they can be. Yeah.
French army with a red cape. Olé!
This is Chuck Morrow. When Suzanne and I decided to grow our business in Bryan College Station, we knew it was the right decision. This is the kind of place where the quality of life gets better every day. That's why it's so important to support our businesses that are based right here. By choosing to stay local, you help to improve our basic services and allow local companies to support nonprofits. Broadcasting and Brazos Valley Floor and Design Center remind you, shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today is Inane Answering Message Day. If you don't have one, you need to get one.
That used to be a thing, though. You remember when the answering machines first came out?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
What wacky, crazy thing can we do?
Well, and again, still on my favorite radio show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, you know, the prize is to have their announcer record the message on your home answering machine, which is, you know, pretty cool. Today is National Croissant Day, and I don't know, I guess it was maybe a year ago I saw these things in a local shoppatorium. And so, you know, I think a croissant is pretty difficult to make well.
Yeah.
Unless you do the Pillsbury Doughboy thing, then just, you know, slide them in the oven, and what the heck, people don't know.
Part of it is because you're having to do the kind of the wet dough versus the more greasy dough,
yeah,
and do the different layers and the air bubbles trapped,
yeah,
in there.
See, and as Americans don't care about waiting. You know, they just assume, let me have it right now, and that's why they go to La Madeleine when they want one of those. But but there's this grocery-torium that makes croissants and then glazes them with donut glaze. I mean, wow.
Well, they drizzle them with chocolate at one of the places here.
Okay, now drizzled?
Yes.
Well, but I'm talking dunked in, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like manna.
About 837 calories worth of manna, but yeah, I mean, no doubt. But anyhow, so it's National Croissant Day. Go have one of them things. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays. Wilmer Valderrama.
Really?
He was the Fez in the 70s show.
I remember it well. Right. Anyway, yes.
Josh,
do you know what Fez stood for?
No, foreign exchange student.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Josh Kelly is 33. Christian Bale, Batman.
Oh, yeah.
39 years old.
Apparently a pretty good person. I mean,
Or the most awful person ever, depending,
yeah,
on who you talk to.
Now, they certainly did catch him on that rant, did they not? And I think he's been working hard to kind of rehab the image ever since then, though.
Brett Butler, 55.
Whatever happened to her?
She was a reformed drug user, fell back into it while doing Grace Under Fire, and I think she's tried to make a couple comebacks and is doing stand-up.
Well,
again.
I thought she was a pretty funny lady. I didn't know had issues. Okay.
One of my very favorite ever, Phil Collins.
An Alamo scholar.
Yes.
Probably has more Alamo artifacts than any private citizen in the world. Yeah, he somehow became enamored with it. That's cool.
Which you kind of go, but he's British.
Yeah, really. How does he get that deal? All right.
Charles S. Dutton, 62 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Cheney, 72.
Oh, let's shoot a gun today.
And buy cigarettes while you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Please. Oh, gosh.
Vanessa Redgrave, very classy lady. She's 76.
From a family that's done some acting.
And another guy that's done a little acting, Gene Hackman, 83 years old today.
And, of course, the great story, nominated 5 times for an Oscar. Won twice. The two that he won for was Popeye Doyle in The French Connection, in which he was the 6th choice to play the role.
No kidding.
Yep. Also, he turned down the role of Bill Daggett in Unforgiven, which, of course, he also won an Oscar for. And then the other story was that they wanted him to play Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. They wanted him, in fact, to do it so much they said, you can direct it, and he didn't want to do it. Turns that down, and Anthony Hopkins wins the Academy Award for it.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Hackman's a great actor, Hopkins is so good at that role.
Yeah, he owns that. He owns that. And Gene Hackman really didn't start acting until he was 30. So,
wow.
Yeah, he's... And, of course, Hoosiers.
I was going to say, no, you can't leave out Hoosiers.
That's pretty good stuff. Okay, let me say, Jody Watley, isn't that somebody? Uh-huh. I don't know who that is.
She's a singer.
Oh, is she? Okay, well, good for her. She gets a birthday today, too. All right, there you go. It's 6:21.
Time is running out at Douglas Jewelers' going out of business sale. Final reductions have just been announced. Now save up to an additional 20% off our already low sale prices. Getting engaged? We have 1-carat diamond solitaires priced as low as $22.95. Loose diamonds, earrings, gemstones, and pearls, everything must go. Savings up to 70% off. Save on all fine jewelry with these unbelievable final reductions. Hurry in to Douglas Jewelers, across from Home Depot on University Drive.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Obama's not merely bragging about a conflict in Libya that led to chaos, not only in the country that produced the murders of four Americans, including our ambassador. He's also saying that he thinks he positively impacted the outcome of the power struggle in Egypt over the last 2 years and thinks his leadership helped create a situation about which we are happy. So he's telling us he's not merely pleased with what he did or didn't do, but he thinks the current situation in Cairo, in which the most populous Arab country is now run by a Muslim Brotherhood government led by a raving anti-Semite, 9/11 truthers, a good thing. And he can brag about it on national TV. Yeah, he kind of did lead the way, allowing Mohamed Morsi to achieve exactly the sort of power that we deplored when it was held by Hosni Mubarak.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's jump to a listener shout-out from IncomeAtHome.com. Now, this is where I applaud listeners who have taken my advice and started their own work-from-home business with IncomeAtHome.com. This shout-out goes to Melissa, whose goal was to earn money from home to be there for her kids. She visited IncomeAtHome.com in her spare time from her kitchen table. Melissa was able to double her job income. She loves her home business and she's there for her kids. So if you have a little spare time, start your own home business and see where it takes you. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
We'll take a look at Amazon's numbers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Amazon posted its fourth quarter results after the markets closed yesterday. The online superstore's profit shrank by 45%. Amazon saw a substantial increase in sales for the holiday shopping season, but the revenue gains were offset by heavy investments as the retailer continued its expansion. Toyota issued two new recalls covering more than 1 million vehicles worldwide. Only one affects U.S. customers. More than 750,000 Corolla and Corolla Matrix vehicles have defective chips that could cause the airbags to be deployed in non-accident situations. If you'll be traveling to or from the central or southeastern part of the country today, there is the potential for travel delays from an unusual weather event. This is the time of year when snow and ice are common problems, but there's a threat of tornadoes in some regions today. A cold front is about to run into some unusually warm air. Stock market futures are mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information. Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP, but if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe Level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla Not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. Offer ends February 2nd.
Don't miss Wine Weekends at Royalty Pecan Farms during the month of February. Get a discount on select wines and enjoy free wine tastings from 2 to 5 p.m. every Friday and Saturday during February. While there, sample their pecan delicacies and gourmet specialty products and try some featured gourmet treats available for a limited time. Also starting in February are orchard tours every Saturday at 12:30. On Saturday, a light lunch will be available, reservations necessary. For all the details about tours and Wine Weekends in February, go to royaltypecans.com.
Good morning, Arbrazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com, 626, by the way. Boy, yesterday was just windy, windy, windy. We're going to continue to have some of that today. The thing is, though, the winds are coming out of the north, which will make them not feel quite as nice as they did yesterday. We're talking northwesterly winds 15 to 20, gusts up to 25 miles an hour in the morning, and then this afternoon we could have gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, a low of 36 under clear skies, and the winds are down to 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly clear. And we'll look for a high temperature of about 66 degrees, and the winds will be southwest. And then 40 for our low temperature on Thursday night. That'll be the coolest night of the week. Lots of sunshine for the balance of the week as we'll move up then into the middle, the upper 60s to maybe 70 degrees. But right now, winds are out of the west at 8 west. Yeah, it doesn't happen often. At 8 miles an hour, 50% relative humidity. Wind chill is 46. And the air temperature with a few clouds out there, 49 degrees.
Having a strong incentive will help you accomplish any goal. If you don't have an incentive, there are some clever ways to create them. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
Rock Center with Brian Williams brings you stories like no one else can.
On Rock Center,
the first TV interview with Tim Cook after taking over Apple.
How are you not Steve Jobs?
An Oscar-winning director on breaking away from Scientology.
I was ashamed of my own stupidity.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
At the center of
power, investigation,
controversy. At the center of it all, the Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams. Friday, starting February 8th at 10, 9 central on NBC.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
If you want to accomplish a goal or get good at something, it helps to have a real incentive.
Whether that's go to the gym 3 times a week, practice the guitar twice a week, whatever it might be. Because part of the reason people take so long to learn things is that the practice gets put aside so often because people have full-time jobs and kids and so forth.
Timothy Ferris, author of the books The 4-Hour Workweek and The 4-Hour Chef, says one very good way to create incentive is to have a financial stake in the outcome, which you can do by going to a website called stick.com, S-T-I-C-K-K.
You put a little bit of money into escrow, enough that it would sting. And this is designed by a Yale researcher. You choose an anti-charity, meaning a charity you'd rather destroy than give money to, and there are many to choose from. And then the site will assign referees to actually confirm whether or not you do what you say you're going to do. And if you don't, your money in your name on the public record goes to this anti-charity. It's incredible how high the compliance rate goes. It can jump from 20 to 80%.
Because that's how we humans are wired. Incentives work, and they don't have to be financial.
But there can be social pressure as well. I mean, I was just talking to a reader who gained 20 pounds of muscle in a month, and he hadn't been successful trying in the past. And the reason he was successful this time is he had a bet with a friend or a competition to see who could gain the most in 1 month, and the person who lost had to wear a penguin suit for a day.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you can double your tax refund now and drive home a new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac from Sterling Auto Group for thousands less? 2013 Buick Verano with 2 years scheduled maintenance, 2 years. features, OnStar and Sirius XM Radio. Just $1.99 a month. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 24-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $21.90 due at signing, plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, 0 APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If you're a relative newcomer to Bryan College Station, the name Bill Irwin won't ring a bell. But if you're associated with any local organizations, he's played a role, and many are mourning Irwin's death after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. Local dentist Bill Birdwell says Irwin was the best at teaching others how to be servants.
Anytime Bill called you, you knew you needed to bring your checkbook, but you knew that he was calling you for a higher purpose. I really think Bill Irwin, God put him here not just to do amazing things in the community, but to inspire others to do what he's done. And I think there's just a whole lot of people, and I am one of those who feels like he led us to serve.
Another close friend was retired WTAW sports director Tom Turbeville.
Bill was all about just helping organizations and helping kids, and he was totally unabashed about calling anybody anytime and asking them to help too, either by money or by showing up or just laboring. Bill was not at all shy about calling you up and saying, hey, will you do this for this organization? And it was virtually impossible to tell Bill no.
Irwin died Monday at the age of 75. A public viewing will be held Thursday evening from 6 until 8 at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan. A memorial service will be held Friday afternoon at 2 at Christ United Methodist Church in College Station. There are at least two more honors going to last year's A&M football team.
Tomorrow's the first Board of Regents meeting since the Cotton Bowl, and their agenda includes a three-page resolution honoring all the players by name. The resolution also gives special recognition to head coach Kevin Sumlin, former offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, quarterback Johnny Manziel, offensive tackle Luke Jokel, and defensive end DeMontre Moore. And the Regents' business also includes giving the president authority to give new contracts to someone and nine assistant coaches. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Last week, officials of A&M and the university system were in Austin promoting an idea to grow the engineering college at the flagship campus. This week, Chancellor John Sharp answered questions from a member of the Senate Finance Committee, John Whitmire of Houston, about the 25 by 25 initiative.
What are you going to do with all of it? You going to teach anything else?
What if you think about that? That's a 6.4% of your growth.
Sharp then responded to Whitmire's comment that there's nothing new about students who are not accepted to the college of their choice.
And you have the top 10 engineering schools, of which we are one in every category. All hovering around 10,000 to 11,000. I think Dr. Banks looked at that and says, why does that exist? There is no reason for that to exist. No one wanted to get out of their comfort zone. We think we can help solve a big problem in this country, and that is produce engineers.
Responding to another committee member who was told there are too many engineers with doctoral degrees, Sharp says their initiative is directed at undergraduate students. The start of Congressman Bill Flores' second term also meant a move of his local district office. Flores, who explained the move was due to the lack of parking in their prior location, thanked those who attended yesterday's grand opening and invited all constituents to visit.
It's your taxpayer-supported office, and it's one of the things that allows us to stay connected with the people of our district that need some help or have a concern about something that's going on in Washington.
The crowd spilled out of the office, located on the fourth floor of the Wells Fargo building on Briarcrest and Bryan, and went down both sides of the hallway to the elevator. Governor Perry has plans for the state's rainy day fund, namely ensuring an adequate water supply and building highways. Unlike 2 years ago when he wanted it preserved, Governor Perry told lawmakers in his State of the State address that this time around he wants to tap it.
To utilize $3.7 billion from the rainy day fund for a one-time investment in infrastructure programs.
The governor also says there's almost $12 billion in the rainy day fund, more than is needed, and he says the state should be diverting money to it. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, high cholesterol, hypertension, obesity, and family history of heart attack or stroke can all be signs of clogged leg arteries called PAD, or peripheral arterial disease. Get a free screening Thursday, January 31st, 8:30 to 4 at the St. Joseph Education Annex on the corner of Broadmoor and 29th Street. PAD is serious but can be cured. St. Joseph can make the difference with advanced treatment options. Call 774-4653 to schedule your time.
Join the Texas A&M Health Science Center College of Medicine on Thursday evenings through February 21st at their facility on Highway 47 for their free Mini Medical School 2013. Topics include the biggest loser secrets, pain management, and what scientists are learning about sugar cravings. Go to medicine.tamhsc.edu for the complete listing. The Texas A&M Health Science Center College of Medicine's free 2013 Mini Medical School does more than educate. It puts you at the forefront of healthcare.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line. Exciting news. We have a simple cash option for those who want their money within 24 to 48 hours. This is not a loan. If we prepare your return and it is accepted by the IRS, you could receive money in 24 to 48 hours. Call now, 691-2345.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Okay, you've got a couple of weeks. You're kind of ahead of the curve. Be that guy this year and plan now for something really special for Valentine's Day. And the folks at Aggieland Flowers have their priority option again this year. This was really popular last year. The option is they will guarantee delivery by 1 p.m. on Valentine's Day. Obviously, there have to be a limited number of slots that are open. It will be first come, first serve. And they're usually taken up a good week before Valentine's Day. So that's why we want to talk about it today, so that you can be in touch with them and you can get into that guaranteed priority delivery situation. Give them a call. The number is 690-2929. Also, they have gourmet chocolates, chocolate liquors. They're very popular. And they have chocolate-covered cherry cordials, a limited number of sampler boxes that have a whole variety of chocolates. And then truffles are always great to add to flowers. And when we talk about flowers, because obviously they've got them there, this year, again, they will have some specialty roses. A couple of examples, the cherry brandy and the red rose. And the specialty roses are two-toned, and they have different types of shades of color. Now, they're not on the website, so you'll want to go by and have a look at them. They'll also have tropical flowers that are available. So lots of options for you. Don't forget mom and grandma, too. The main thing is, order early this year. Don't let Valentine's Day sneak up on you. It's always February 14th, but guys, think about it now. Got a website that you can go to see some of the things that are available if you want to. That's and again, it does not show those special roses, but a lot of other things they have. And that's AggielandFlowers.com. Again, the phone number is 690-2929, and they're right there by the Harley-Davidson store on the bypass.
Rock Center with Brian Williams brings you stories like no one else can.
On Rock Center,
the first TV interview with Tim Cook after taking over Apple.
How are you not Steve Jobs?
An Oscar-winning director on breaking away from Scientology.
I was ashamed of my own stupidity.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
At the center of power,
investigation, controversy.
At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams. Friday, starting February 8th at 10, 9 central on NBC.
Hey, good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure in control. It stays in control over the next several days. The stormy weather has moved well east of our area. We'll continue to dry out. We'll have sun and a high of 60 today. Clear tonight, lows near 35. It's going to be sunny during the day tomorrow, highs anywhere from 60 to 65. Clear tomorrow night, not quite as cool, lows 40 to 45. And high pressure will give us sunshine during the day on Friday. Highs will be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mississippi State's a team similar to us.
So hopefully it matches up well as the Aggies squared off tonight with Mississippi State. Tip off at 8 o'clock. We'll get all the information for that on you. Also, we've got a lot of stuff coming up with PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs, both in Major League Baseball and the NFL, all around the turn here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. Okay, we'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Jason Bianski will be here, the Mayor Brian. So let's say that you're the Republicans, and, I mean, they haven't even kicked off the immigration thing yet, and you already feel like you're going to lose. I mean, I don't know how they can win in this deal, but good luck for them to try to do that. The president unveiled his plans for immigration, and he liked the bipartisan deal that the Senate came up with. If you remember, that was on Monday. Howsomever, as we mentioned, there are some differences. The two key differences between the plan, or the key difference between the two plans, is the Senate version kind of requires stronger enforcement to trigger some sort of a pathway for citizenship for illegal immigrants. President doesn't make really much of a deal about that, not looking to tighten up any border controls or anything like that. Also, as expected, Mr. Obama called for the benefits to be extended to same-sex couples if one member of the couple is a U.S. American. So, see how that works out. It was interesting, but the speech lasted 12 minutes, okay? He had to get on Air Force One. He had to fly three-quarters of the way across the country and be in Las Vegas so that there could be a crowd that interrupted with cheers of USA, USA. And so I know you don't want to think it was staged, but
no they would never do that.
They said, let's find a place where the president won and it has a sizable Latino population. Okay,
so he went to let's go to high school so that we can look like we really love kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't be at a casino. He's already told people they shouldn't go to Las Vegas, remember?
Right.
He's been doing a do-over on that.
I was just kidding.
Yeah,
really.
Really
mean it.
And again, this is a demographic that he does well in. I mean, he won in the presidential race by a 3-1 margin. And I don't know if you heard Marco Rubio. He was on Rush yesterday. And Rush, you know, let him talk about how important the enforcement trigger is. But it was interesting because Rush really wasn't impressed with his plan. And he said that Obama could always agree to any kind of a trigger for enforcement, but then, you know, he doesn't have to enforce it, which is true.
Well, yeah, speaking of enforcement, I mean, don't we already have a whole bunch of rules in place for border security and border patrol, and we don't follow through with them already? So how is adding a bunch of rules going to make a difference?
That's one of many areas where we have rules that they decide to look the other way or they don't fund. Now, a speaker, John Boehner, had an aide who talked to the Talking Points memo folks and said that Obama should push for a centrist plan. In other words, don't go too far to the left and ignore conservative demands for tough border enforcement. Now, here's really what it's all about. I mean, would you have ever thought that as we begin the president's second term with all the crap that we should be dealing with, immigration would be the number one issue?
It just seems like he's trying to put every domino down. Like, let's just slap, 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 slap. Yeah, y'all didn't vote. I don't care about you. I only care about this other half of the country. And I'm going to, because obviously I didn't need you to get into power. And so I'm just going to slap you in the face at every opportunity I have.
That's accurate.
I was on Rush yesterday. He was talking to a Hispanic man who said he was tired of being pandered to. He was tired of getting his vote bought.
But here, and that's it. Here's the deal. Here is the deal. These folks, these politicians they're not making political decisions. They are business decisions. And here's what it is. We're drowning in debt, right? We've talked about this. I mean, we are drowning in debt. We have got to broaden the base of people who pay taxes. How do you do that? All those illegals, all those undocumenteds. You bring them in, you let them start paying in so that, I mean, that basically is the future of the survival of the system that the Washington politicians have put in place. They've got to have more people put more money into the pot. So let's get these folks legalized. Let's get it done quickly so that we can do that.
That's until we run out of immigrants and then they have to find another source.
But, I mean, look at this. One swipe of the pen and you're on the way to putting 11 million people into that, hey, pay a little bit. Now, and their calculus really isn't based on policy or any, even the constituency. I really believe it's political risk. They look at the upside and the downside. There is more political risk in opposing immigration reform than there is in supporting it right now. I mean, because it is a front and center issue. And that's why it's going to be very interesting in Texas. And again, that's why it's really interesting that the gubernator, who's Rick Perry's been governor for, what, 37 years?
Something like that.
Since the early 70s.
Roughly.
Yeah, early 20s or something. Anyway.
But I was in high school at least.
Yeah, right. Well, so he didn't bring up any of that yesterday. And really, I want to talk about that next half hour because all he wants to do is, and I'm sure educators were thrilled to death to hear that, well, they're not going to give any money out of the rainy day fund for schools. You know, they're going to do it for transportation and for water. And then let's write a check to all the Texans.
Mm. So, yeah, instead of the $5.4 billion cuts.
Well,
I think the business model that you were talking about, though, is very accurate because the capital in this case isn't money, it's people, voters.
No, you're right. That's all right. That is why the immigration reform question is so big and so important. And like I said, the Republicans are already walking into it saying, man, if this doesn't work, we're going to get stuck. If it doesn't pass, Obama can say, you know what? The Republicans control the House, and it didn't pass the House. That's the Republicans' fault. That's on them.
The Republicans hate Hispanic people.
Yeah.
And that's what they're playing for.
Sure. And the Republicans could turn around and say, oh, no. The president wouldn't compromise, and so that's the reason we couldn't pass it. But, again, I believe that the Republican Party, and, again, I'll ask Flores about this, but, again, I think the Republican Party is in a very tenuous situation right now. They've got to start speaking to a voice that encompasses the Latinos. Well, it encompasses a lot of people, but it's going to have to start with the immigrants and, again, the illegals, and most of them are of Latino descent.
They better get a bigger tent or we're going to get a new tent.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio.
Yep.
I'm on the air.
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right, because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggieLandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Every once in a while, somebody asks me how they can handle a slope in their landscape. Soil erosion, after all, is a major problem anywhere the ground slopes sharply. Planting grass or ground cover helps, of course, but often the grade is too steep for proper planting and watering and mowing. I'll be back with details of retaining walls right after this important message. I have set aside a handful of my 2013 Texas gardening calendars for you, my Plant Talk Texas listeners. But you need to order immediately. There are precious few. Scores of calendars remain out of the many thousands that we printed. You can save one-third on the calendar with all of its monthly gardening guides of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. A beautiful calendar, more than 10,000 words of when to do things here in the Lone Star State, and a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. Get all of that for just $38.95, satisfaction completely guaranteed. $3 postage on the calendar for the box and the postage. Call today before we run out of calendars. $38.95, 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. Retaining walls are kind of like locks in a canal. They let you change levels without changing the elevations of the surrounding grade. Retaining walls serve other purposes as well. They're a nice change of texture or feel. They're attractive when planted with trailing rock garden plants, and they're useful in stopping unwanted pedestrian traffic. So what do you use to build a retaining wall? Well, most any building material that endures weather and soil conditions and that's strong enough to hold back tons of wet soil can be used for retaining walls. However, brick, concrete, ledge stone, landscaping timbers are the most popular building materials. Some folks even use chunks of old concrete, but be careful your wall doesn't come out too rustic. Really, the best way to choose a wall material is to drive around town, see what other folks have done. You're going to see a lot of concrete paving, wall stones, and you'll see a lot of beautiful ledge stone that's been brought from quarries. There are some wonderful things available to you. You might want to check with City Hall to be sure that what you're going to do is legal. Otherwise, you'll have several tons of rock to haul back to the sales yard in your car trunk. You'll also want to check runoff patterns before you start building. Be sure you're not diverting water into your house, and be sure you're not causing it to build up behind the wall where it could cause the wall to fail. If your retaining wall is more than 2 or 3 feet tall, you need to call in the help of a professional, somebody who knows how a wall should be built and anchored. There's more work and craftsmanship to building and anchoring a retaining wall than meets the eye. However, for shorter, more decorative walls, you can do most of the work yourself. Start by shaping the soil. Determine the lines you want the wall to follow, then remove excesses of soil. You always want to slope the wall back into the ground to equalize the pressure of the earth behind it. Remove more soil than is necessary so you can use a good loose soil backfill. If drainage is a problem, put in 5-inch layer of gravel behind the wall and under the soil. Next, lay the stone or timbers carefully in place. If you're intending to use brick or concrete, begin by pouring a solid footer. It needs to be 15 or 20 inches wide. Be sure you leave weep holes when you use rock or when you use brick. So if you really want to have a retaining wall, it can be a real asset to your landscape. Use tumbling plants that will spill over it or trim the grass right down to it. It's a wonderful way to add to the appearance of your landscape. I'm Neil Sperry, Espalier Safe Space. We'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Big crosstown showdown hoop style last night at Viking Gym. Consol pulled away late from the Vikings and finished up with a 50-39 victory. Consol runs their record to 19-9 and 5-4 in district, and Bryan High falls to 12-11 and 3-6. The Miami New Times has obtained files from a recently closed anti-aging clinic in South Florida linking A-Rod and other baseball players to the purchase of performance-enhancing drugs. Major League Baseball says it's, quote, extremely disappointed, and it's actively involved in the investigation. Other players on the list include 2012 All-Star MVP Melky Cabrera, 2012 Cy Young Award finalist Gio Gonzalez, former Cy Young Award winner Bartolo Colon, and Rangers outfielder Nelson Cruz. Now, due to this story, the Yankees are even looking into the possibility of voiding A-Rod's contract. In more possible doping news in the Super Bowl, Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis spent much of yesterday at the Super Bowl media day ducking questions concerning a Sports Illustrated report that said he used deer antler spray to speed up his recovery from a torn right tricep.
2 years ago, that was the same report. I wouldn't give that report or him any of my press. He's not worried of that. Next question.
The company, Sports with Alternatives to Steroids, SWATS, says its deer antler substance contains a banned performance-enhancing enhancer, connected to the human growth hormone. Lewis dismissed the report as, quote, stupidity as he prepares for his final game before retiring at the age of 37 at the end of the Super Bowl. Since we're talking football, yesterday was the circus that is Super Bowl Media Day, reporters asking a lot of non-football questions, and some dressed in ridiculous costumes. And with the exception of Ray Lewis's PED scandal, Randy Moss dropped the biggest bomb of the day yesterday.
I don't really think to be the greatest receiver ever. I think now that I'm older, I do think I'm the greatest receiver to ever do it. I don't think numbers stand, because you talk about this and this. I think that I've had, this year has been a down year for me statistically. The year before I retired was a down year, and then in Oakland was a down year. I don't really live on numbers. I really live on impact and what you're able to do out on that field. So I really do think that I'm the greatest receiver to ever play this game.
Former 49er Jerry Rice, who is considered by most to be the best receiver ever to play in the NFL, simply held up his hand, the one with the Super Bowl ring on it, and said, "Well, I have three of these." Moving now to Fighting Texas Aggie basketball, the men's team hits the road for the third time in four games this week, and it faces off against Mississippi State tonight at Humphrey Coliseum in Starkville, Mississippi. Here's Coach Kennedy. Here's what Coach Kennedy is looking for from the Bulldogs.
Mississippi State's a team similar to us, and people don't realize that they're down to eight scholarship guys also, play a lot of young guys, had a lot of adversity and injuries, and they're very capable of winning on their home court, so we'll have to go in ready to play.
Tip-off for the SEC matchup tonight, 8 o'clock, and all the action is live right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. LaMarcus Aldridge hit a turnaround jumper at the buzzer last night to give the Portland Trail Blazers a 106-104 win over the Dallas Mavericks. Aldridge finished with 29 points and 13 rebounds for the Blazers, who rallied from 21 down in the third. Dirk Nowitzki led the Mavericks with 26 points. Valtteri Filppula scored two goals last night to lead the Detroit Red Wings past the Dallas Stars 4-1. Hedrick Zetterberg and Damian Brunner also lit the lamp for the Red Wings. Louis Erickson had the lone tally in the second period for the Stars. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Looking for a full-time or part-time job? Want to make a difference in healthcare? MemData is an Aggie-owned and operated medical technology firm, nationally recognized for using free market competition to increase healthcare quality while lowering costs. I'm MemData CEO Bob Yancey, and we're looking for the right candidates to train for full-time and part-time open positions right now. Go to memdata.com or call our job line for recorded information at 703-1945. That's 703-1945.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. Windy today, high of